We're continuing to look at Acts chapter 19, verses 13 and 14, which is, of course, the story of the seven sons of Sceva. Verse 13 said, "Now there were some itinerant Jewish exorcists who tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those with evil spirits." Last time, we were looking at some of the high points of an article written by Rabbi Jeffrey Dennis that give us an idea of what first century Jewish exorcism looked like. We saw that there is historical evidence for the practice of exorcism among the Jews in the first century. The second thing that we had noticed was the format. And of course, in this case, Rabbi Dennis's article tells us that first century dispossessions were largely liturgical, using protective practices from the Psalms and other sacred texts. The process usually involved rounds of scripture readings and commands for the demons to leave their victims. As I mentioned, the New Testament only uses the word exorcist one time here in Acts 19. It is used only of Jewish practitioners. The New Testament does not emphasize it as a separate ministry. Indeed, it is considered part of the ministries of Jesus' representatives. Now, to get our bearing on this subject and this passage, we need to remember that Jesus had a very important ministry of delivering people harassed or possessed by demonic entities. So let's look at two examples from the Gospels that talk about this. The first is from Matthew 17. Now, I'm going to truncate the passage a bit to keep it in focus. Here's what we read. "A man approached Jesus and knelt before him. 'Lord, have mercy on my son,' he said. 'He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him.' And Jesus replied, 'Bring the boy here to me.' Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment." I'd like us to notice something important here. Jesus had absolute power over the demon that was controlling that young boy. Unlike what we learned from Rabbi Dennis about first century Jewish exorcism, there was no debate, no long prayers, no incantations, no incense, no prolonged rounds of discoveries and commands. Luke tells us that Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of the boy. And to make sure that we know that the boy was completely free, Luke adds this, "and he was healed from that moment." There were no lingering effects of demonic control, and the boy was not subject to a return of its power. In other words, it was a complete liberation. So Jesus had, as I said, absolute power over that demon. The disciples evidently did not have that kind of power yet because they asked Jesus, "Why were we unable to drive it out?" In the NIV translation, Jesus' response is, "Because you have so little faith." Other translations add what was probably a later insertion. This kind comes out by prayer and fasting. Again, Jesus had absolute power over demons, but the disciples did not. That's an important point to consider when we look at this passage in Acts chapter 19. We'll talk more about this next time on Verse by Verse.